This morning at the Johnny Ruth Clark Health Center in St. Petersburg, U.S. Representative for Florida's 11th Congressional District, Kathy Castor, gave a press conference to announce the award of government funding to community health centers. WMNF's Lindsay Cradwell reports. Representative Kathy Castor met with the press today to bring news of new funding that local community health centers in Tampa, Pinellas County, and Manatee County will receive. She says that throughout the Tampa Bay area, over $7 million has been given.
We've got some great news. We're here to announce that under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, also known as the President Obama's stimulus program, we have an additional $1.1 million coming to Pinellas County Community Health Centers, including the Johnny Ruth Clark Center.
This funding comes as a part of President Obama's stimulus plan. The funding to these health centers aims to make healthcare more affordable and create new jobs.
This comes at a critical time when many folks have lost their jobs or they don't have the health insurance they once had because they can't afford it. The place that is the lifeline for families' health are community health centers throughout the Tampa Bay area and across the country.
Cheryl Robinson is the managing director of the Johnny Ruth Clark Health Center. She joined Kathy Castor to describe the changes that will be made with the funds. The $1.1 million awarded in June, which is designated for infrastructure, will be used to construct more exam rooms. The nearly $500,000 awarded in March goes toward hiring and maintaining health professionals. In order to receive this funding, health centers had to complete an application process.
We did go through an application process to apply for the funding. We were very fortunate to receive the money that we were getting to not only have the exam rooms, but to one, keep providers working that provide that health care, and to bring on additional ones as well.
Cheryl Robinson says this construction will help the center run more efficiently.
With those additional six exam rooms, we'll be able to, once again, have very, very affordable and convenient access for patients who are in need. Right now, we do have a bit of a wait if you are a new patient. We try to get them in within 4 weeks, but sometimes that might be a little longer based on access. You know, when you have a need that is very great, sometimes, you know, you have to work on that access.
According to Cheryl Robinson, despite the sometimes negative image of community health centers, the Johnny Ruth Clark Center provides health care comparable to a private doctor's office.
You know, we are not, as the old picture of olden days would say, you know, when you go to the clinic and be treated as a sub-citizen of a larger group. No, we treat everyone with the same dignity and respect that you would find in a private doctor's office. Our doctors that work here have to be board certified, so they are the best of the best. We do not scrimp or compromise care in any form or fashion.
The center accepts all who come in for health care. They employ financial consultants in order to determine what program the patient qualifies for. If none apply, the patient will be helped with a sliding scale fee.
We don't turn away anyone. You know, I have bank presidents who come. I have homeless people come as well. We are open to everyone.
This comes with the introduction of a health care reform bill that Kathy Castor says will include community health centers.
Over the next week or two, we will adopt a health care reform bill in the House of Representatives. It will include significant new investments in community health centers like the Johnny Ruth Clark Center.
Included in the funding are Community Health Services of Pinellas, Tampa Family Health Centers, and Manatee County Rural Health Services. With WMNF in St. Petersburg, this is Lindsay Cradwell.